This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
And Bob, we're going to talk about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and how revising it could really impact Colorado and the United States and growers and producers here. But first, I want to say congratulations to you on being the Distinguished Service Awardee from the Southwest Colorado Livestock Association. You were awarded that this last week, and boys, folks, he's turning a shade of red I haven't seen for a while. That's great. Congratulations, Bob.
And you were telling me you had
a whole bunch of your old students there that were giving you the business there during the ceremony, huh?
That's right, and they just completely surprised me. I had no idea that was coming up, and it was really kind of neat that they did that, and I really appreciate the Southwest Colorado Livestock Association and all those board members that obviously were involved in that. They guess they've been involved with that for some time, so kept me in the dark.
They did, and that's hard to do as an ex-intelligence officer. Right. Anyway, congratulations and thanks for your service in the community at large and also in the ag community, because that's what you were being recognized for. Now, on to NAFTA, and it's been interesting to watch as the Trump administration, when Trump was a candidate, Donald J. Trump was a candidate, they were saying, absolutely, we're going to go after and we're going to shift NAFTA. That was one of the first things a year later, now that they came out of the gate saying, we're going to make some changes with NAFTA. And the ag community has been worried about it from the get-go. There's more probably data right now to show that could be have a big impact on U.S. growers and Colorado growers.
Yes, and well, the whole Four Corners growers, really. A friend of mine, Norm in Michigan, sent me this some data that I hadn't found yet. So it's really appreciate other people coming in and giving me some stuff that's useful. But if you say with soybeans, fruit and vegetables, corn and wheat, which one would you say has the highest amount of dollar value being exported in this country?
I would say soy.
Soy is right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a gold star on that one. But what surprised me was the next one is fruit and vegetables.
From the United States
from
out?
From the United States out.
Huh.
And if we look at the dollar value of these crops are being exported to Canada and Mexico, it really kind of brings it home. And that fruit and vegetables amount to about $5.5 billion in exports for the country. And $44.5 billion goes to Canada and a little over a billion goes to Mexico.
Hmm.
So, and then corn, you know, comes down about $2.6 billion. As far as what's going to Mexico, and then soybeans is $1.6 billion. So wheat's almost, you know, not very much. Some goes to Mexico, and then Canada doesn't take much because they grow a lot of wheat up there.
Well, but we don't grow a whole lot of fruit and vegetables that are going to Canada or to New Mexico in the Four Corners, do we?
No, but if you take a look at some of the other crops, that's the whole thing is that you look at wheat. Wheat does a fair amount of that wheat goes to Mexico in the U.S., and so we're also exporting a fair amount of that. If we go by exports, NAFTA exports by states in the Four Corners region, 20% of Utah goes to either Canada or Mexico. 48% of Colorado's exported crops go to either Canada or Mexico.
48%.
And Arizona is 52%. And then New Mexico is 58%. So obviously it does have an impact here in this Four Corners region.
That's Ag Markets More. Thanks, Bob.